Get up close and personal with fascinating guests. All that and so much more right here on The Evening Show. TBS EFM.
Well, in this media-wired world we live in these days, sometimes it's not very easy to settle down with a book, unfortunately. Well, hopefully this next segment will give you a reason to do exactly that. Charles Montgomery is a professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University. He's also the founder of the Korean Literature in Translation website at www.ktlit.com. Joining us for this first edition of Page Turner. Welcome to the show, Charles.
I'm happy to be here, Michael.
All right, so we're going to be talking about, in this segment, in the weeks to come, about the world of Korean literature in translation. Let's start first of all, though, maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of how you first became interested in Korean literature.
My best friend in the United States is Korean, Michael, and he is a translator, and he teaches Korean to the United States government. And we were working on various translations that he would translate, and I would edit. And I was really amazed at two things. First, the quality of the literature that I was seeing coming across my desk. And second, that as a literature major and a world literature student, I had never heard of any of it. So this got me interested. And when I had an opportunity to come over to Korea and work for Dongguk, which also has a translation institute, I jumped at it.
Okay. And so I guess why do you think it is that Korean literature is so, you know, not well known outside of this country?
Unfortunately, I think it's almost a general thing, and that is that Korea is unknown in the United States except for two or three things, one of which is Kim Jong-il, because of the political situation. And the other, unfortunately, is a television show, MASH, that has been on TV constantly since the 1970s.
In reruns.
And yeah, it shows Korea as war-torn and exceptionally poor. So basically, English speakers don't know much of anything about Korea.
Yeah. And there's all, I mean, I've run into people who don't know the difference between North and South Korea. People ask me sometimes, which Korea are you living in? Which amazes me. But anyway, let's start, you know, who are some of your favorite authors? You know, we'll most likely be going over some of these, reviewing some of these authors in the weeks to come. Who are some of them and why?
Well, I have a couple, that maybe four, that leap to mind immediately because their work has been consistently good and fairly varied. And the first is Lee Mun-yeol. Lee Mun-yeol actually, and all of these authors, by the way, do have had some success overseas, but different degrees, and not as big as it should have been. But Lee Mun-yeol, really great. Probably the best-known Korean writer for Our Twisted Hero. Kim Yung-ha, who we'll talk about next week, who I think has a legitimate chance to be the Korean breakthrough author for a couple of reasons that I won't go into today, but just has a book called Your Republic is Calling You coming out and has had success in France. Park Won-soo, who is just great. Highly entertaining. We'll talk about her too. And also Chae Yun. These are the writers who I see in translation who not only write about extremely Korean things, but also write in a way that is accessible to foreigners who do not understand Korean culture because of their general lack of awareness.
Yeah. When you say Korean things, you know, what do you mean by that? And, you know, approaching it from someone who's not from the country, what are the things that fascinate you most in Korean literature?
Well, the thing that I actually like most about Korean literature is that it's still really about things. It has not been theorized. It hasn't become an academic pursuit the way it has in the United States, where it's men in tweed writing for other men in tweed. All of the authors who I've mentioned here write about real events that really concern people and real lives that you could pretty much identify with. And that's a little bit different. The ability to appreciate it certainly goes up as you understand the culture more. But again, with these authors, you can just read Park Won-soo, classic example, excellent family dramas. If you like Amy Tan, to use an English writer, you will love Park Won-se.
What are some of the places, you know, we mentioned at the beginning that Korean literature isn't that well known in many English-speaking parts of the world. What are some of the places, though, where Korean literature has actually taken off?
Europe, which surprised me because, and I learned about it while I was here. I didn't know because I don't speak any of those languages. But, for example, Lee Mun-yeol and Kim Young-ha are very popular in Europe. Kim Young-ha is extremely popular in France. His previous book, I Have the Right to Destroy Myself, was a sort of existential book about angst and despair and speeding on the freeways in Seoul. And the French took to this automatically. I mean, they recognized it as their kind of writing. And it was a very, very big success. And it was because of the success of that that this was translated into English. It sort of created a little footprint for Kim Young-ha in the non-Korean world.
Yeah, I'm curious, what kind of awareness of Korean literature is there in the U.S.?
I really don't think there is any, which is an opportunity. I like to look at all these things as opportunities. I do not like to look at them as problems. The thing is, if you talk about other countries in the U.S., we at least have one iconic author we think of, Murakami for Japan, for example. If you say Japanese literature, that name will come up, say, at a cocktail party.
Of course.
If you do that, if you throw Korean literature out on the table, you will get no names unless you invite me to the party.
So for people who maybe are interested in picking up a book or two in English by a Korean author, what are some of your favorite novels?
Certainly the one that is just coming out, Your Republic, is calling you. For Lee Mun-yeol, he's got four or five things that are translated, and they're all good. They're all really, really different. There's a book that I don't believe was as popular in Korea as some of his other books called Twofold Song, which is just absolutely great. Surreal. It's not like anything else of Lee Mun-yeol's that I've read, but if you can find it. The thing is, it's very limited what you can find, and we'll discuss this later, because most Korean literature that is translated in Korea is sold in Korea and does not make it overseas. So what you're going to be looking for, because you have to, are these authors like Kim Young-ha, Chae Yun, Park Won-se, Lee Mun-yeol, who have been translated by English publishing houses.
Mm-hmm.
And that, oh, I should also say, Tongue by Jo Ran is out there. So basically just go to Amazon, Google Korean literature, and you will find about 10 books that pretty much right now represent Korean literature to the English-speaking world.
Interesting. Do you feel limited by that at all? I mean, as a professor of literature, that you don't have as much access as you'd like?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have run out of all the new books to read, so now I'm searching backwards. Every week on Wednesday, I go to two used bookstores in Itaewon and around looking for old UNESCO volumes of short stories and things like that. I'm just a rat in a maze looking for this stuff. I think one of the things that's going to happen over the next couple of years, I've seen it already, is the KLTI, which is in some ways in charge of the translation business in Korea, is going to be changed. It's going to be reorganized. And I'm hoping one of the reorganizations will be that it will publish overseas rather than publish in Korea, because I found the Korean literature when I got here, because it's in Kyobo, it's in bookstores like that. It's simply not in the U.S.
We're sitting here with Charles Montgomery. He's a professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University. And he joins us for this first segment of a corner we're calling Page Turner. Professor Montgomery is also the founder of the Korean and Literature and Translation website, ktlit.com. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's just a place. I am the main contributor. I have my best friend is Korean, and he contributes occasionally, more or less from a translator's point of view. But for me, social media is one of the obvious answers to this question, this problem of how Korea is known or not known. And so just putting things up on the web so that it can be found, so that a Google search for Korean literature actually turns up something, which 2 years ago it really did not. Korean literature is unrepresented on the Wikipedia, more or less, which is something else we'll talk about further down the line. So this is just my attempt to create a place where if somebody searches for Korean literature, they will find reviews, they will find links to where these books can be found, where they can purchase these books, they can find biographical information on the authors. basically, it's an site for information.
You're doing a great public service, I think.
Oh, thanks.
Now, you're going to be joining us every other week. So in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about the Kim Young-ha book that you mentioned, Your Republic is Calling You. Do you want to give us maybe a brief summary about what this book is about?
Yeah, it's a very interesting book. It's one of the first books. It is the first book translated from Kim Jong-ha that actually has sort of a Pundan Munhak element, the separated country. His previous work had been relatively international. It really could have been cited anywhere. And this is his very modern novel of a North Korean spy who has been in South Korea for 20 years. By the way, it's based on a real story. He interviewed a spy who had defected to mm-hmm. South Korea to get some of this story. But this character has been in South Korea for 20 years, and all of a sudden he gets the email he has to come back. Just
out of the blue.
Out of the blue, yeah. He's married, he has children, he drinks Heineken, he has completely acclimatized to South Korea. And it's a really interesting story because it also takes place, it's got Aristotelian nature to it. It takes place in one day. The entire story is him getting up in the morning with a headache, and then the whole entire story is concluded in one day.
Now, to give listeners a little taste of what they can find in this book actually was just recently translated into Korean, so you can find it if you go out and look. Charles, you want to give us a little excerpt from it?
Yeah, I'll read something that I think is pretty indicative of Kim's style and his kind of sort of wry sense of humor. This is the protagonist, Ki Young, kind of preparing to go back, possibly to go back to North Korea. He unfastens his watch. He takes out a Suunto scuba diving watch from the drawer and swaps it with the watch he was wearing, which was part of his wife's dowry. Plated with 14-karat gold, it's unfashionable now. Unfashionable? It feels foreign to judge aesthetics so fluidly. In his former world, judging beauty and ugliness according to individual standards was one of the most dangerous adventures one could undertake. Ki Young's eyes, heart, and hard drive have been completely rewired to become a product of this current world, like a refurbished cyborg, as if someone drugged him, rendered him unconscious, and switched everything out.
That was Charles Montgomery reading from Young-ha Kim's book, Your Republic is Calling You, which we'll be talking about in a couple weeks in the next edition of Page Turner. Charles? Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That was Charles Montgomery. He's professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University. He's also the founder of the Korean Literature and Translation website, ktlit.com. Well, we've come to the end of another edition of the evening show. I hope you all enjoyed it. Before we close out the program, though, we do have to announce our prize winners. Now, the quiz question was, who is this Korean athlete who has now tied the record for the most victories for an Asian athlete in the major leagues? He is Park Chan-ho. Got a lot of winners tonight. 9867 gets the voucher for gasoline. 0610 wins the facial mist. 9166 wins the English online subscription. And 6033 will win the photo studio voucher. Congratulations to all tonight's winners. A lot of you actually got the answer correct, but we only have so many prizes. If you didn't win, of course, you can always try again tomorrow. And that about does it. This is Michael Rees saying thanks for listening. I hope you all stay healthy and happy out there. M-Town is up next, so stay tuned for that. Right now, though, here is Katie Malua with Crawling Up a Hill. Looking for a rich girl, staying just a poor girl. Never stop to wonder why.